From the heart of the Blue Ridge Mountains, this is Speaking of Strange with Joshua P. Warren. The show that explores today's mysteries and the groundbreaking knowledge of tomorrow.
Before the break, we were talking some about John Lear, who was on the show last week, did a special two-hour interview. And one of the benefits of being in radio is that you get contacted by all kinds of extraordinary people who hear you on the air and want to add something to the conversation. Well, I was contacted by MC Holy Ghost, and he looks kind of like an evil Bob Marley, wouldn't you say? He's got the dreadlocks.
That's a good description. You're right.
Actually, I'd say he looks like one of the singers from the Black Eyed Peas. I forget the guy's name right now.
Yeah, he does.
That's true. And he's got black glasses on here. But he sent me a special version of a song called Aliens, and it features John Lear and others. So I had no idea what this was going to be about, so I popped it into the CD player. And it's kind of interesting, actually. I went to his website, mcholyghost.com. He's got some good stuff for free there you can listen to. He's not a bad rapper, I must say. But it's rare to have a person who is a Holy Ghost rapper talking about the alien disclosure. So I wanted to play just a couple minutes of it for you tonight. So here you go. Here is a couple minutes of MC Holy Ghost, his song featuring...
You cute, Ed?
I'm queued up over here, and it's called Alien, so here you have it. Enjoy.
Bellum, blowing out the damn sky. You don't understand, I don't want to die with an alien eye. I can see him before, they were taking him down, but they said it's poor. For me to go off, you gotta observe. Here we go again, got an alien looking like a nerve. He smokes her too, so what you scared for? You better back down the fort. They wanna kill him and put him down. Military prison, you know the fit is round. It's real. I know this guy who died for who squealed. World can't
a lot of us have been kept in the dark. It's part of the cover-up. Mercury, Gemini, Apollo, the space shuttle. It's all to keep our eye on that while the other stuff is going on. The EB-3, who was captured in 1953, who they named J-Rod, helped them build their own flying saucers.
Now, a couple of years ago, Art Bell had a chance to talk with John Lear. John's going to be our guest in just a few moments. And they were talking about what we now have called the John Lear disclosure briefing. And, you know, Art was talking about, okay, what if the government asked me, Art Bell, to sit in on a disclosure meeting about UFOs? And then I had to make a decision on whether I was going to tell all of you just whether they were here or not, real or not.
I saw these, what they call demons, gray demons. Guys all around the place. But this fourth astronaut is not one that we knew. The fourth guy was one of the secret astronaut corps that was formed along with the astronaut corps that we knew about. The difference being that the astronauts of the secret corps were going to the moon in 1962 while the public was watching the Mercury astronauts circle the globe.
Might be a little bit like brain overload, but I'll start from the beginning. Create a 1954 treaty that was the Alien-Human Treaty. And supposedly the aliens had come in and exchanged technology, and they'd want to take an occasional human being and a few head of cow.
So nice. There you have it. You like that beat for us? What do you think there, Mr. Beckwith?
Yes, I like the beat.
Yeah, the whole song is like 4 minutes long, so there was sort of the last half of it. But, he incorporates all these little clips with his own views on what's happening here. MC Holy Ghost, the alien.